Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories, consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hello everyone, welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Going back 26 years, when I first began, I went on the air in San Francisco on a really nice station, KEST, and I called the program Common Sense. Because, you know, religion, which is what I talk about, or spirituality, it really is something that you ought to see for yourself, don't you think? Just because someone says something, that doesn't mean it's true. Because there are a lot of different opinions out there about a lot of things. How are you going to know if it's true or not? Well, you have to see for yourself. See? It's a very personal thing. Very personal. Okay? It's not subjective. No, it's not subjective. But it's personal. It's actually objective. See? You are capable of seeing the truth for yourself. For example, let's take Einstein, for example. Albert Einstein loved the truth, and his love of truth came, you know, you could tell that he loved truth because of his love of physics. And he made some tremendous discoveries. Did he think them up? No. Did someone tell him? No. Did he learn about them in class? No. How did he come upon them? He realized them. He saw them for himself. He just saw them. Okay? And then he used words to describe them and used math to describe what he saw, and it turns out he was right. Do you think that you could be like an Einstein? Well, you should be, actually. You should be. We all should be. Maybe not in physics or science, but in life. You could be an Einstein, see, an Albert Einstein, with wisdom in living, see, and in being a father or a mother. Wisdom in dealing with other people, wisdom in handling your affairs, or in some other fields of endeavor. And I can prove that you have this capability. Would you like me to prove it for you? I shall. When you were a little child, you saw things. When you were a little child, you saw things and you knew things, and you couldn't put words on them because you were just a little child. I'll give you an example. Let's say that as a little child, you saw someone being unfair. They were being unjust or unfair. You just saw it. Maybe they were being nice to one child and mean to another. You saw it very clearly. No one had to teach you. You didn't have to go to school and study ethics. You just saw it, okay? That's what humans have. We have this intuition. We have a consciousness. We have an awareness. And the greatest faculty we have is this intuition, which is what Einstein had. You know, what they call it, your intuition, what you know in your heart, a gut-level knowing. Now, if you could apply that to life, if you could apply your intuition, I'll give you another example. A parrot, I've always given this example, I'll give it again because it's so good, there are always new listeners. You can teach a parrot to say, 1 + 1 = 2, wah! 1 + 1 = 2. You can teach a parrot to say that. But the parrot doesn't understand. He doesn't see the principle. But the child can see that 1 + 1 = 2. See, the child not only memorized it, but sees it. And therefore, the child understands the principle. Then you can say to the child, well, what's 1001 + 1? And the little child can say 1002 because the child understands the principle, you see. So we have this intuition. And from this intuition, you can know what you need to know to live your life and to become an Einstein or a Ruth, say, or a Sojourner Truth, or perhaps a Susan B. Anthony, or a Beethoven, or a Mozart. or just a good mom. Wouldn't that be nice to be a really good mom, to have understanding, or a good dad, to have understanding in how to deal with your family properly, with wisdom and with grace? See? Well, we'll talk about that more after just a moment, but this message is actually very pertinent to this topic.
My name is Sharon, and I'm from Chicago, Illinois. And my question is this. No, I have a comment. I don't believe the things that I read in the Bible. I do believe that there is a power, but I don't believe what I read in the Bible. And I'm questioning it, and I just wanted some answers. So, thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Sharon. It took a long time for me to see some things for myself. The most important thing is for you to see for yourself what is true. So I'm not going to try to persuade you one way or the other. Just have it as a question to wonder about. Don't try to make yourself believe or try to make a decision about it. Just say, well, you know, it would be nice to know for sure about some of these things, like the Bible or about God and so on, but I'm not sure, and so I'm just going to wait until I know for sure myself. And then, all of a sudden one day, you'll just see for yourself within what is true. Then it'll be yours, okay, not somebody else's. And you'll know for sure, and you won't even know how you know. You'll just know, wordlessly, within. You'll just see for yourself. If you'd like to hear more Shedding Shackles Radio, or answers to questions like this, then visit SheddingShackles.com. That's www.SheddingShackles.com. Yes, that's right. A lot of harm has been done by forcing people to accept something that they don't see for themselves is true. You see, it's okay to say something if it's true. It's okay to say it, or if you think it's true. But see, once again, I say, how do you know? Wait until you see for yourself whether it's true or not. See, that's the way it is in life. See, you have to see for yourself. We all know that. You know, for example, that drug addicts and those types, they don't really recover. I mean, really, 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 really recover until they see for themselves that they're messed up and that they need to make a change. When they really see it, then they change. Until that point, you know, they go through the motions. See, they pay lip service to changing and so on. But before you know it, they're back in trouble again. They have to see it. Okay, and you know, when you were a young person, maybe your parents, they gave you some good advice, or adults, they gave you some good advice. But you didn't accept it. You didn't. Besides, you probably wanted to rebel from their advice, especially if they were pressuring you with it, which is not good. But let's say they gave you some good advice. Okay, well, so you went off and made the usual mistakes, and then years later you thought back and say, you know, now I see what my dad was trying to tell me. See, now I see it. And when you see it, then it's yours. So there are some very important things, for example, about God, see, and about Jesus. You know, who Jesus is. Well, a lot of people want to tell you who he is, see, or they try to force you to see who he is. But I say it'd be much better for you to see for yourself who he is, okay? To see for yourself. And it's worth waiting. It's worth waiting. If you don't see right now, you hear a lot of people say this and some people say that. So you hear it, okay? But then you say, well, you know, that's interesting, but I just don't know for sure. And I'm just going to go about my life, okay, and then wait until I do know. So you have it as a question to wonder about. See, wondering is innocent. It's okay to wonder. It's okay to have it as a question. And then wait, and then it's like a wonderful surprise one day. You see, oh, I see. Then you rush out and try to tell people, but for them it's secondhand. It's secondhand also. See, but you tell them anyway, but they have to see for themselves. See, religion is a very personal thing, not subjective. See, Some people say, well, you're trying to make it subjective. No, I'm not. See, what's really subjective is when people are brainwashed, when something's forced upon them, and then they accept it emotionally. And they sit around and study all the time. They study religion. That's one of the most dangerous things you can do, is to study religion. Because by study is hypnotic. Study is concentrating, focusing, fixating. It's hypnosis. It pulls you into your thinking. And then lost in your thinking, lost in study, lost in trying to figure things out and analyze things. See, that tends to block realization. It blocks what Einstein had. Okay? It blocks what Mozart had. So you're better off not knowing and just saying, well, I really don't know, but I have an open mind. Okay? I haven't closed my mind. See, and I don't resent the people that are trying to force it on me. I understand what they're doing, and I know they can't help themselves. So you just don't resent anybody, and you have it as a question, and one day you'll see. Then you'll know for sure, because it'll be your intuition. Remember how I said when you were a little child and you saw someone being unfair, and you knew it was unfair. You saw the injustice, even though you were just a little child. Well, that's your capacity to see things for yourself. Now, over the years, that has become blocked, okay, because you've been forced to study. See, you've been forced to study, and you've been emotionalized. So now you're all lost in thinking and imagination and thinking about the past and worrying about the future and lost in all kinds of emotions, especially the emotion of anger and resentment. Those block realization. So now what you need to do is to go back to your innocence again and start over again, okay? And my meditation will certainly help you to become objective, so you can see things objectively instead of subjectively. Got a comment or a question? Call our listener call-in line. Leave a message anytime, like right now. And leave a message. The number to call is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.sheddingshackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit sheddingshackles.com and look for the Secure PayPal button. Welcome, everyone. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Yes, life could be sweet. And life could be oh so good if you could just learn to trust in your own God-given intuition and see the world with fresh eyes. Okay? Life would be so sweet. You see, it's a wonderful thing to see, to know for yourself. One of the problems we all have is doubt. We have doubt. We see what's the right thing to do, but then we doubt it. Okay? Or some of us, our doubt becomes very profound. See, a lot of people are broken. That's what I was saying in my last program. A lot of people are broken. Okay? They've really been messed with. Someone did a number on them. Someone did a number on them. And it often begins in your own home. Okay? Where your parents are misguided, or your parents themselves are broken, or they don't have understanding. Maybe they're decent, okay? They're decent, but they don't have understanding. It's what Father's supposed to have. He's supposed to have wisdom. He's supposed to have a bond with his Creator within. He's supposed to be close to his intuition. See, if he were close to his intuition from God, then he would see with intuition. He would see how to handle things properly. He would have understanding. So you could talk to him, and he would have understanding. Okay, but a lot of times, what is it with authorities, even our parents? They talk to us, but not to us. Yes, they talk at us instead of talking to us. They don't have understanding. So the most important thing that you can know now is that you must forgive them. Forgive your parents if they didn't have understanding. Forgive your father especially. See, he didn't have it. If he had been close to his intuition, then he would have had the wisdom of Job, okay, the courage of Samson. See, and he would have been able to handle and the sweetness and the kindness of Paul or John. You see, he would have had those wonderful, wonderful, wonderful otherworldly virtues, and with them he would have been able to delicately guide you to your own intuition. Remember, I said that the most important thing we can do is to find our intuition and bond with it and trust it, see, and not doubt it. See, the world always wants to make you doubt what you see for yourself. You see, I'll just give you a simple example. Someone comes up to you or you have words with someone, you know, they treat you rudely at the store. So I'm just going to make something up. A clerk treats you rudely, and then you point it out, and then they pretend that they didn't, and then they made a mistake. They didn't give you the right amount of change, and then you point it out. Then they act like you're the one that's wrong, and then finally they admit they didn't give you the right change, and they give it to you, but they don't apologize. They act, you know, like they didn't do anything, and then at the very end of it, the clerk says to you, "Well, have a nice day." Okay. Well, there's a conflict between what their words and what they really mean. See, what they really mean is don't have a nice day. Go away. Don't have a nice day. That's what they really mean. But they say just the opposite. But you can see that. You see it. Even though the words say one thing, you know what they mean. But, of course, you can't prove it. But you walk away, and you got the proper change, so you just leave it at that. But you see how people contradict themselves. Okay, so this capacity of being able to see clearly, to see through deception, to see lies. But here's the thing: a lot of you can see through deception. You are somewhat close to your intuition, but you make a big mistake. You resent the other people. That's your mistake, because resentment will then cut you off from your intuition. So forgive them all, beginning with your father. Forgive everyone. In other words, don't resent them. And so forgive them. In other words, don't resent them. See, you've always looked for love in the world, and you didn't find it. But now you can find love within. The way you find love is by forgiving others. In other words, not resenting them, not judging them. And when you are patient with others, then your Heavenly Father will be patient with you. And by not hating others, you'll feel the Heavenly Father's love welling up within.
Hi, this is Brian. I'm a college student, and I've heard you speak quite a bit about your meditation, and I'm wondering if you could tell me more about what the meditation is and what it does. Thank you. Bye.
Sure, Brian. Most people are so distracted that they're not 100% there. For example, a person can be so lost in thinking about something that happened that he drives right past the freeway exit he was supposed to take. Not being fully there is not good, especially when you need to be there for your family, for example. My meditation simply helps you snap out of being lost between your ears and helps you get anchored in the present. Then you'll have presence of mind so you can be more effective. To hear my complete answer, or to try the meditation for free, visit thefreemeditation.com. That's www.thefreemeditation.com. Yes, Brian is right. I really should talk about the meditation more. I always mention it, but I don't go into a lot of detail. Of course, I have over 500 video lectures on YouTube. I have 18 books. I have my website, you know, sheddingshackles.com. And also talktoapastor.org. The same content on both of them, okay? But here's why you need the meditation. What I've discovered is that most people, first of all, most people get upset too easily. And then as soon as they get upset, we get upset by little things, even in traffic or a little delay here or a little something happening there or the way somebody looks at us, we get a little bit upset. And you know what that does? It throws you into thinking. And so we spend most of our time lost between our ears, okay? And that interferes with being effective, for one thing. It interferes with being fully aware and conscious of what's happening, okay? But more importantly, it interferes with being close to God. Or to put it another way, when you are lost in your thinking, you're farther away from God than when you're not lost in thinking. You're closer to God when you're in the present moment. And you're not lost in thinking. You're not thinking about the past. You're not thinking about the future. You're not playing a video game, and you're not studying, and you're not lost in music. See, just the way you get lost in a daydream, you can also get lost in music. So you're not lost in any of those things, and you're not lost in marijuana smoke, and you're not lost in cigarette smoke, okay? And you're just sitting there quietly, and you're not emotionally involved and talking to someone else or getting all excited about what you're hearing people say or what they're doing. You're just sitting there quietly in the present moment. Well, you are actually closer to God, okay, than you are when you're lost in thinking. When you're lost in thinking, your tricky imagination, those thoughts, your thoughts often lie to you. They tell you what you want to hear. They support your pride. Next time you get angry at somebody, notice the kind of thoughts that rise up. See, they're not nice thoughts. Not nice at all. And then when things aren't working out, then you have thoughts of what? Comforting yourself. See? Well, what you need to do is to learn how to sit quietly in the present. And then you can, when you're able to sit quietly and you're not lost in thoughts, then you're closer to your intuition, which is from God. You're closer to your inner ground, to the source of all good comes from God. And for humans, it comes from within. Now, people like Moses, I'll give you a classic example. Moses, okay, he was close to his, he lived in the moment, and he was close to his intuition. He followed a conviction long before he knew anything about God, long before he knew anything about any of that stuff. He had a conviction. He loved justice. He loved truth and like that. So he had that, okay? And it wasn't until he was 80 years old. So he went and spent 40 years in the desert as a sheep herder. It wasn't until Moses was 80 years old that he was ready for God to use him. And then all of a sudden, when Moses was 80 years old, then he began to find, then he found out about a lot of things. And God used him. See, now look at Paul, for example. Paul was all caught up in study. Oh, he studied. He had the equivalent of a PhD in theology. He had a doctorate in religion and a master's degree in religious studies. And probably had a bachelor's degree in philosophy or something. I mean, he was all caught up in his studies. But you know what all that did is it made him all rigid, see? And you hear about people that spend so much time in school that they're all study and no common sense. Well, Paul didn't have any common sense. He wasn't close to his intuition. He was so far from his intuition, he was always lost in study. Well, then Christ actually appeared to him and said, Paul, what's going on? What are you doing? Okay? And Paul snapped out of it. It was quite a shock. That's the other thing about people. Is that when you get lost in something, then it gets into you. Whatever you get into, it gets into you. When you get into music, music gets into you. Marijuana gets into you. Your friends get into you. Whatever you're doing, it gets into you. And then to be free from it, you need something that's stronger than it. Something stronger. What you need is the truth, the light of truth. The light of truth to shine upon things and make everything clear. Okay? That's what you need. May I recommend you try the little meditation that I have? It's free, and it could be very helpful. You can find it at thefreemeditation.com. That's www.thefreemeditation.com. This is Roland. Would you like to improve your relationship? Would you like to understand your partner's true needs better? Would you like to improve communication with your kids? Then go to SheddingShackles.com and click on My Relationships blog. You'll find dozens of articles and YouTube lectures to help you improve your relationship. This program is a labor of love for me, which means I buy the airtime myself. If you would like to help me keep the program on the air, make a donation of any amount, and I'll send you a free ebook of my most popular relationships book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a free ebook as a token of my appreciation. Just visit SheddingShackles.com. Listen to the program again at our radio archives, okay? Just go to SheddingShackles.com, or you can go to TalkToAPastor.org. And would you like to call me and leave a question or a comment? Then call our listener call-in line. You'll get my voicemail. You can leave a message anytime, right now, for example, or 24/7. Just call 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.